Welcome to the Books, Beauty, and Business podcast. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. I'm your host, Tawny Bro, and today we have the amazing Shara Prophet, CHT. She is a certified hypnotherapist, mystic, and the author of the Be Magic Manifestation Workbook. She specializes in personal development and behavior modification. She's the founder of Open Door Hypnosis and the Mind Magic Institute. She was recently featured on OWN in the Dark Girls documentary too, and she also writes a popular column called the Mind Magic Minute for Your Web, where she shares cheat codes to living a more healthy, peaceful, and prosperous life. You guys are going to love her. Welcome, Shara Prophet. Well, welcome. I am so excited to have you on the Books, Beauty, and Business podcast. I'm almost like a fangirl right now because I have been watching you and then I've jumped into some of your groups and I could binge watch you, girl, like thank what you're you. Doing. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and talk with you. This is awesome.
I love it. Well, first of all, give us a quick intro, like how you found yourself in the place you are today. We want to know all the things, and I really do want to know all the things today. So first, just give us a quick intro into what got you here today.
Okay, so I am certified in clinical hypnotherapy. I'm a life coach, an author, a speaker, and a mystic. And so I've always been into meditation and, you know, all things esoteric and, you know, spiritual. And I actually got into hypnosis by accident.
Okay.
It's not really an accident, but I was not searching to become or seeking to become a hypnotherapist. I've always been interested in, psychology and the mind, and I've always been like that person that people would come to and just talk. Like I've had, perfect strangers just walk up to me on the street and just tell me their whole life story. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, you know, but giving like great, you know, feedback to them. So I found out about the hypnotherapy college that I went to through Facebook. They had an ad and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. People go to school for hypnosis. Okay. Mm-hmm. And decided to start taking some free classes there. And I started off the journey as, you know, just for myself, for self-mastery. I had another business and I kept hitting a lot of roadblocks. And I was like, you know what, maybe I need to look into my mind and see what's there that could be blocking. Long story short, 2 years after I started taking the free classes, because I do things kicking and screaming. So I was just like, I'm not changing my career right now. But 2 years later, I enrolled into the college full time. And within like a couple of weeks of taking classes, I already knew that this was going to be my life's work and my new journey. So, and it's been really, really rewarding. It's helped me a lot. And I get a chance to watch other people heal themselves and shine and step out of being stuck into just flourishing. And it's just a continuous, rewarding process. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
I feel like you have that effect on people. So I'm not surprised that like strangers just walk up to you because the energy that you share, but also the empowerment that you share is like, you just want more of that. Like, where did you find that? How do you have that?
Well, thank you, first of all. Yes. Thank you for acknowledging that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I do know this, you know, when you look at like energy and if you're into astrology at all and you look at your birth chart, all of that stuff is kind of etched out in your birth chart, like who your personality, what your personality type is and everything like that, and your life path number. And there's just so many ways to determine, you know, oh yeah, this really is something that I'm supposed to be doing in my life, you know? So it's just kind of been a natural thing. And I'm blessed to be able to make it a career and something that I get to do all the time. and I really enjoy doing it, you know. So I would say it's, you know, kind of like that divine timing, the lineup of the planet, you know, and all of that. So I'm blessed to have been the one to catch that energy, I guess.
Yes. I just feel like your passion about it, it comes out in the work. So I can see why you're such a well-known, even with the hypnotherapy that you do. I just see how it can be so powerful. And it's like you just pull that out of people and you walk away just feeling like, dang, I didn't even know I had that in me. And just in listening to some, and I know you have some amazing classes. So I listened to one of them, the newest one that you just did online, that make him worship or make them,
oh, make them worship you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Super empowering. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, so not only do you have the practice, you also have the school. So what was that like getting that school set up and offering those type of courses?
It was just kind of a natural process. I was doing them on Facebook in Facebook groups, but Facebook's algorithm is shifting and changing daily, as you know, and it's starting to get a little bit difficult to kind of trust that your stuff is going to be there and things like that. And I get it. Like, they come up against a lot of things all the time and litigation and stuff like that. So they have to protect themselves, you know? I was in Facebook jail one day and I was there for like 3 weeks. And the bulk of my clientele is coming from Facebook, and I'm like, whoa, I can't even like promote, I can't do anything. And then I just, you know, I just knew that it was time for me to create a space where people can come and have access to the classes and the micro teachings that I do and be able to access that even if when Facebook isn't around anymore or YouTube isn't around anymore. Like, I wanted to have a space where people can always have access to the teachings. And so that's what really prompted me to start the school. And it just keeps kind of growing and growing and growing. And I'm really excited, you know, about all of the things that are going to take place there. So I'm really happy about, you know, the Mind Magic Institute.
Yes. So it seems like even when one door closes, another opens, and yes, an even better opportunity came out of it for you. So that is super exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm also very curious, and I know I'm bouncing around a little bit, but I, like I told you, I want to know all the things. So tell me more about the book that you wrote.
Okay. The book is called The Be Magic Manifestation Workbook. Mm-hmm. And that book it helps people identify any self-sabotaging behaviors, thought patterns, belief systems that could be blocking them from a goal that they've been trying to achieve for a really long time, and they just keep hitting roadblocks. That had been my thing for so long, you know, just hitting roadblock after roadblock around finances, around getting a solid career starting. Like, this is my fourth business, you know? So I have learned different techniques and tools and taught myself and come up with different methods to assist with that. So this book is loaded up with tools and techniques and lessons that people can, you know, really embody and start incorporating into their daily lives to help them break through resistance patterns. So that's what the book is about. The book actually came about because Be Magic is a coaching program. It is an 8-week coaching program that I meet with people every week for 8 weeks. We meet live on Zoom and we move through the process. Now, everything is not in the book. The class is more bulky than the book is. Okay. But after the beta, I did a beta test of the program. And after that, one of the people who participated in the beta test, she said, wow, this needs to be a book. Do you mind if I turn it into a book for you. I'm like, go right ahead, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. because everything was already written out, and I had it where it was just like written in blog form. Okay. But she took everything off of the blog and turned it into this amazing book. And that's how it was birthed. So, and it's something that I'm very proud of, and it is very, very powerful. And it is something that you can use for the rest of your life. It's not just something that you use one time. It's something that you can continue to go back through and take yourself through the process. I recommend people do it every 6 months.
Okay.
Because it's something that, you know, we break through one barrier and then another one crops up. But just think about how many years you've been on this planet, how many years it's taking you to develop certain programs and certain belief systems and behavior patterns. And so we knock one down and we break through it, then something else crops up. So we have to, you know, be able to continuously put those tools to work for us. And that's the thing that I love about that process, because it's giving you step by step by step. So many times I have worked with teachers and coaches, and they do amazing work. However, that step by step by step process isn't always there. It's always kind of a, let me leave it up to you to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And so most people that I run into, as far as clients and myself, you know, it's like, okay, I need a little bit more help. You know,
tell me
how to do this. You don't have to do it for me, but tell me how. So I love that I'm able to break that strategy down and those steps down for people.
That's another exciting like manifestation of what you were working on, and then how it evolved into this book, into this class, into this course. So who do you think are the perfect candidates to take this class or buy this book?
Anybody who is being met with some sort of resistance when it comes to them doing something or getting a process started on something they've never done before.
Okay.
So let's just say, for example, you're looking to step out of your 9-to-5 and start a business. And every time you get ready to do research or, you know, register your business, if something happens and all of a sudden you're just not able to move forward on it, you know, there's something there. And usually it's rooted in fear. So, and I mean, this program can be used for, you know, it's geared towards people who want to start their own business or business owners who are looking to expand their business.
Okay.
But honestly, I've had people do the program for just to trust their intuition. You know what I mean? Like learning how to trust themselves. I've had people come in and use it for a fitness plan, you know, to assist with weight management. So honestly, you can apply it to anything. But it all comes down to breaking through self-sabotaging belief systems, thought patterns, and behaviors. So that's pretty much anyone can do this. Anyone can do this, you know. So if you can look at your life and you can say, wow, every time I try to do that thing, something happens. You know, I've had one client, they used it to find their soulmate. They had a lot of resistance around that, and they were able to, you know, get to the root cause of why they weren't able to move forward in that. And they were able to successfully execute a plan, and they are now in a really great relationship. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that you can use and that to me, when you start talking about that, is why every 6 months, you could probably find a new use, a new thing to help you get to that next step.
Yep.
And that trusting your intuition, man, I wish I had that. I wish that muscle was a little bit stronger sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a constant work. Yeah. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time and I still have to like double check, you know, when it comes to certain things, and that's okay. You know, once you get it down the first time, you're like, you know what, I didn't get results when I trusted my intuition the last time. So maybe, you know, I can reflect on that evidence and keep that train moving.
I know, I'm so hard-headed sometimes, I feel like, and I can talk myself in and out of anything, and if I really want to. So I would really love to trust it more, right? So yes. I need that class.
Come on over.
I'm gonna sign up for that one. Awesome. Well, how did you find your love for like teaching this empowerment to people?
I mean, I've always enjoyed, first of all, I enjoy being a student. I enjoy learning. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you're going to be a teacher, an instructor, somebody who's kind of leading the way, then you also have to be a good student. You have to be coachable. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I enjoy learning so much that I get excited about what I've learned and I get excited, oh my goodness, I actually applied it and it works. Now I want to teach other people. Mm-hmm. So I think the excitement around doing something and finding that proof that it actually works, as my mentor says, proof of power, you know, that assists me and motivates me to go out and teach other people. So I just love seeing people thrive. I love seeing those, I love those light bulb moments, you know, when somebody gets it and you're like, they got it. You know, I love those moments I live for because I know that I can teach you anything, but honestly, if you don't get it, it doesn't matter, you know, but the moment that light bulb goes off and they're like, oh my goodness, that's what this is. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
So.
And those are lifetime tools you're teaching someone too, right? They're just going to use this new way of thinking or new thoughts to like, just become a better them. And I'm telling you, when you listen to the messages that you give as just someone that just, you know, pops in to listen, like I said, I wanted to binge watch it. It was so empowering. So I am not surprised you are where you are at today because you have that empowering effect on people. So that's okay. So having your tank full and giving all this energy to all of your people all the time, you know, how do you or where do you look for your inspiration?
My inspiration comes from nature. I spend a lot of time in nature. I hike a lot. I go to the beach a lot. I just sit out front in the grass and, you know, look at the trees and the birds and stuff. And I get my inspiration from nature and from reading and studying. So I'm always learning something, you know. Mm-hmm. And in that process of learning, I get light bulb moments and I'm like, ooh, that's a new idea there, that's a new thing here, you know. And resting, you know, you can I know we live in a country and a society that teaches us to go. You sleep when you're dead. But resting can actually assist with dumping out things in the mind that kind of keep you spinning, and it calms the mind down enough for new energy to come in. So for me, I make sure I rest. I make sure I take breaks. I make sure I take vacations. I make sure I do spend a lot of time with me. To just rejuvenate and recharge, because I understand that it's not just about, oh, you just need to rest and pamper yourself. No, I'm recharging so that new info and new downloads can come in.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's great advice, because you're right. We sometimes take care of everything else and not ourselves. So that's so important. So you said one of the things you do to motivate yourself is to read. So do you have a book you like to recommend?
Well, right now I am reading a book on, and I don't know, I can't remember the exact name of it right now, but it is the Kabbalah and the Klippah. And so I'm reading up on that because I've gotten some nudges and instructions from my own team, that it's time for me to delve deeper into that. So that's the one that I'm reading right now. Oh my God, I wish I could remember the exact name of it, but I can't. But it's a deep dive. It's a big bite book, you know. So if anybody is interested in learning about, you know, and for me, it's all about the mind. It's all about energy work and understanding the depths of the subconscious mind. So it's a little bit more than just, you know, a religion or a spiritual book. It's about man, human. So yeah, so it's called The Clip-Off, The Kabbalah and Clip-Offic Magic. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is. So yeah, it's a great book.
Okay, explain Kabbalah and the okay. other word you said, and the other word you said.
Okay. So Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism.
Okay.
So that's a very deep, in-depth explanation. It's a big explanation to go behind that. But okay. Basically, it's Jewish mysticism. And it talks about the tree of life and the tree of death. And Clip-Off is the backside or the reverse of the tree of life. Okay. Right. That's exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so basically it's talking about the subconscious mind. For me personally, that's the way I'm interpreting it. And then magic is the manipulation of energy. Mm-hmm. So understanding your energy, understanding how your mind works, and understanding the ways in which you can bend certain things to your own will. And that's what I do. That's basically what I do, is I teach people how to transmute energy and bend life to their will, instead of us being run by life, which is what most people are doing. They're walking around being run by life, victimized by life. Now it's time to make life work for you. Take your power back.
I love it. And look what I'm wearing. This is a tree of life.
Ooh,
little pendant. And the fact that you just said that, I was like,
awesome. I love that's interesting. Okay.
I know. So the next thing, so that's a big heavy book, and we'll have all of the links down below. So you guys don't worry. We'll have the Mind Magic Institute, her contact information, the book recommendations, all this good stuff below. But before we wrap up, a couple more questions. What is your favorite beauty tip?
My favorite beauty tip? Oh, okay. So I just started doing this thing, right? A friend of mine purchased me one of those face brushes that clean your face. In love with that. And also, what is it? Derma rolling. Have you tried Derma rolling?
Oh, yes. With the little, and you just roll it on your face.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like, it's like little pinpricks, you know, but I am in love with it because it helps, like, with any blemishes or anything like that. It can really help to clear that up, you know, without you having to use a ton of, like, you know, different creams and chemicals and stuff on your face. So I'm in love with the face brush and the derma roller.
And the derma roller. Okay, face brush is like the body brush, right? Like
you can use it for your body. I use it mainly on my face, but yeah, you can absolutely do it all over the body. It's like it's a little battery control thing. So you just push a button. And it just, you know, like all around your face. So it stimulates the blood cells, and it's amazing.
I love it. I love it. And you're glowing, so it works.
Thank you. So are you.
And what are some of your daily tips for success for the ladies?
Writing a list down. Write a list down. If you do it before you go to bed at night, or do it first thing in the morning. Just a to-do list, and, you know, try not to overload the list with a bunch of impossible tasks that you know you're not going to finish, because you want to reduce the amount of disappointment at the end of the day. But, you know, to just write a list down. I tell people, write from the time you wake up all the way to the time you go to sleep. Put times and the amount of times that you want to start, and then the amount of time you want to spend on each task. Set a timer. And as the timer goes off, you switch to the next task. If you have more time left over at the end, go back and finish the last one that you, the last task that you started. So that would be my tip for success. It has been extremely helpful for me. And yeah, write a list, man. Lists, hands down.
Excellent. That's excellent time management advice. I mean, really, how to structure your day, right? And how to get things done, but in a way, and with resting, right? And following through during the day. That's awesome. Well, I am so happy that you were able to join us today. I feel like we need a round two of this at some point. I still have a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
But I will have all of your information below. All the details for people to connect with you will be on here after the show. And I just want to thank you so much for your time. Do you have any last words for us?
I would tell everyone out there to put you first. You matter. Without you, everything in your life would not get done. So put you first, take time out for you, and, you know, never do anything out of obligation. Always do it from a space of desire.
I love that. That's great advice. Thank you so much, Shara. And we'll
Thank
talk
you,
to you. Bye, everyone. Yay. So fun.